Hello, everybody, and welcome back into another episode of the Hockey Writers Roundtable season previews. We are up to the Vancouver Canucks, the team I cover. So this is awesome. I'm covering all these other teams that I don't cover. This one I know like the back of my hand, but I've got a couple other writers from the Canucks writing team here at the Hockey Writers. We've got Scott Clark, Alex Rothy. First of all, Scott, how's it going? Season's almost here. We got a couple preseason games in the books. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going well. I'm excited to. You know, the first preseason game wasn't the greatest, but the second one was a little more fun to watch. But yeah, I'm excited. There's a lot of promise for this year. So yeah.
There you go. And Alex, how's it going? The Canucks hockey is, regular season hockey is just around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really excited to see how the Canucks do and really, really excited to see how the new additions play out.
Yeah, they did add a lot. I mean, really, if you look at it, I mean, not crazy amount, but they did have quite a few players. The Canucks didn't make the playoffs again, unfortunately, last season. Made a bit of a push, but still ended up quite a bit out of the playoff race. Changed coaches again. Went to Rick Tocchet after going away from Bruce Boudreau before that Travis Green. Hopefully the Canucks can actually have a coach for the whole season this year. I'm thinking that's going to be the case, but you never know. I thought Bruce Boudreau was going to be here for the long haul, but that ended up not happening. So let's move to the offense to start. And of course, headlined by Elias Pettersson, Andrei Kuzmenko, who had a crazy first season in the NHL. They added a few guys, not super top six, top line guys, but they added some bottom six and players that are going to, improve a lot of the things that the Canucks weren't very good at last season and previous seasons, penalty kill being the biggest one. So let's start with the first guy they signed in Teddy Bluger. And Scott, I'll come to you with him. First of all, when he was signed, it looked like he was going to be the third line center. But as we'll talk about later, another guy was signed that's ending up being that. What do you think Teddy Bluger is going to bring to the Canucks throughout the season here?
I mean, you kind of touched on it already, that penalty kill has been the Achilles heel of the Canucks for quite a long time. And as soon as the Canucks signed him, I was like, okay, they're really addressing this penalty kill. And I think that will be his biggest impact. He won't put up flashy numbers. That's never been his game. But in Pittsburgh, always been a really good PK guy. And I think that's why he was brought to the Pacific Northwest. And I think he's going to be really, really good in that penalty kill role.
Mm-hmm. And the preseason, what we've seen of him already, like he was really good against the Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
Had a semi breakaway. I mean, it was a sneaky shot. It was poking it at him. But, he's going to be very good, hopefully good on faceoffs and win some draws on the PK that, maybe wasn't happening in the few seasons here. I mean, they haven't had a lot of good. I mean, Bo Horvat obviously was really good on faceoffs and he was probably the only one always taking them. So be good for Teddy Bluger to be that one of the guys that can do that. And definitely going to be a good PK guy and all around, looks like he's going to be the fourth line center. He can maybe jump to the third line as a wing, but we'll see where he slots in throughout the season. All right, Alex, we'll talk about the guy that I alluded to, Pia Suter, who was signed very late in the offseason, and now he's ending up being the third line center. What do you think he'll bring? I mean, very good for the Detroit Red Wings, very good for the Blackhawks. What do you think about Pia Suter being added to the Canucks?
I think similarly to Teddy Bluger, he'll help out on the defensive end. I'm assuming he'll be the third line center, and I think Pia Suter is like the perfect third line center you could ask for in the NHL. But I think what he brings that's kind of underrated is goal scoring. He scored 14, 15, and 14 goals in his three NHL seasons. And I think if you can get 15 goals out of your third line center, who's supposed to be a defensive minded third line center at that, I think you're going to be sitting pretty in the NHL and in the Pacific Division, where, let's be honest, the way that the centers are in the Pacific Division with, like, let's say the LA Kings, the Edmonton Oilers, you need a good center core to compete. And I think Pia Suter adds that defense that you really need.
Yeah, he is, like I said, looked like he was going to be a superstar in Chicago when he was, they kind of fell off offensively. He's more of that middle six center and maybe jump into the top six at times, you probably wouldn't want him there all the time, but who knows? I mean, he's shown some offense in the past, so maybe he can click with a guy like Connor Garland on the third line and being, you know, maybe add some offense to that middle six that maybe the Canucks have needed over the last few seasons. So I'm interested to see how Suter kind of fits with the Canucks, because like I said, he's got that offensive ability. It's just, he hasn't really been able to be consistent with it. And yeah, I'm excited to see what he can do for sure. All right, let's talk about some storylines in this forward group. I mean, obviously, we're going to all watch Andrei Kuzmenko to see if he can replicate that 75-plus point season, or 72 points, I believe he finished with, or 74. I always mix up which one, but it was in the 70s. So, Scott, I'll start with you. What do you got for storylines you're kind of watching throughout this preseason and into the regular season here?
Yeah, I jotted down a couple. I want to see Brock Besser improve. I think every person associated with the Canucks would love to see that. He's been through a lot, obviously, and off the ice. But, you know, if he could even show a little bit of what he had his rookie year, I think the Canucks can really take it to another level. I also want to see how JT Miller does. Obviously, we saw the points, we saw the production, but especially after Rick Tocchet came in, I think you saw more effort from him. And I want to see that effort improve. I want to see the body language improve. So that's always kind of been like the one thing that Canucks fans really harp on him about. So if he could show that and become more of that leader, I think, you know, we will see a really good top six, and improve JT Miller can mean a lot to this Canucks team.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's on him, but he still put up 80 plus points last season, but you know, defensively is where the thing where you're kind of watching, like you said, and you know, his body language and not getting into arguments with his own teammates and, you know, throwing his goaltender under the bus. I mean, it wasn't a good look on him a few times last season. And he's supposed to be a leader on this team. He's definitely got to, you know, play the way he did under when Tocchet took over. Because I think that's the JT Miller the Canucks need for the entire season. So, right, Alex, so what do you have for a storyline you're kind of watching throughout here?
Yeah, I'm really interested to follow along with Anthony Beauvillier. You know, he scored 20 points in 33 games with the Canucks last season, and he looked good coming over from the Bo Horvat trade. And I'm really watching to see if he can kind of take a hold of a top six role, something he's done at times throughout his career with the Islanders. But, you know, he's always been that good middle six winger. You know, he could play on your third line, he could play on your second line. But I'm really curious to see if he can take that next step, really solidify himself as a top six winger on this team. And if he does, he rounds out the Canucks top six forward core pretty well.
Yeah, I admit, I kind of forgot Beauvillier. I mean, I know he was really good for the Canucks. I kind of forgot him in the offseason kind of shuffle of all these guys. And it's like, Beauvillier is still on the team. I mean, he could potentially fit in. We haven't seen him in the preseason yet. I mean, the Edmonton game was the first one we saw veteran guys in the lineup, and we haven't seen JT Miller yet either. So I don't know if he's going to be in the lineup against the Kraken tonight. I haven't looked at the lineups yet, but it's going to be interesting to see what Beauvillier does too, because I think he could potentially be a game breaker in that maybe top six, because he did put up quite a few points after he got here. So yeah, he's going to be an interesting one to watch for sure. All right, let's move to the defense, and they changed a lot. I mean, the only two guys from the opening night, and really the only guy from opening night last season, was Quinn Hughes, because Tyler Myers was scratched. So, the only guys that come back are Hughes and Myers. So I'll start with you, Alex. What do you think about this defense? You know, they added a lot. You know, Carson Soucy, Ian Cole, Matthew Irwin. You know, two guys are going to play in the top six for sure, top four for sure. What do you see this defense? I mean, I think it's very improved. How do you 100%. See it playing out?
You know, I think this is one of the best defensive cores the Canucks have seen in a little bit. And I know that's not saying too much, because, you know, the Canucks have struggled rounding out their top six defenseman for over the past few seasons, but I genuinely really like the Carson Soucy and Ian Cole additions. I think Matt Irwin, he's a very good 7-8 defenseman. He'll fill in with injuries, but I think just having some more veteran defensive-minded players like Soucy and Cole in your top four, I assume they're going to be playing top four. I know they've been getting paired with Hronek and Hughes. I think you just have a solid top four defense now, and I think Canucks fans should be excited that they can confidently say they like the top four looks good for once.
Yeah, hopefully it all fits in. But Carson Soucy, for what it's worth, I mean preseason, but he looked really good. You know, went against Connor McDavid a couple times and looked very poised, poking the puck away from him, and very long reach. He's very good defensively, so I'm excited to see Soucy all season. They say that it's not a given that he's going to play with Hughes, but I think he will. I like it too. I like the defense. So we'll see how it all plays out, but I think they're probably the best defense it's been for a long time, like you said. And Scott, what do you think about the defense? I mean, the only real spot that's in contention is that spot beside Tyler Myers. Who do you see taking up that spot? There's a few candidates, and just overall thoughts on the defense.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do anything but agree with what Alex said about the defense. I mean, I was like, it was crazy seeing Canucks offseason where they're not dishing out some bloated contract to a defenseman. It's like, what are they doing? But no, they filled up the holes, and they brought in, you know, Soucy and Cole, two guys that they're not world beaters, but they are just solid defensemen, and you can trust them. And I think that's going to be huge. When it comes to Tyler Myers, though, I mean, I've talked about it before. I wrote a piece about what he can be for his final year in Vancouver. And I don't know who's going to be next to him. I think we're going to have to kind of wait and see. But that, to me, is the key for this defense. If Tyler Myers can be an average defenseman, I think you're looking at one of the best defensive cores in the Pacific Division. Because you have five at least really solid defensemen out there. And if, you know, that means Myers has to limit on his turnovers, penalties, just overall defensive play. But if he can do that, I mean, you're not only helping out Thatcher Demko, you're helping your forwards out by getting the puck out of the zone. It's going to be interesting to see. But those top four guys, I mean, Hughes, Hronek, Cole, and Soucy, I mean, that's, you know, hats off to Alvin and Rutherford, because they really put together a solid defensive core.
Definitely, and I agree with you with Myers. I mean, he's a guy I think it was overplayed. He shouldn't play in the top four. I mean, you just give him way too many more chances to make mistakes, right. Playing 20 plus minutes a night. He should be in that 15-ish. I really actually don't want to see him on the penalty kill. I don't like it. I know his long reach and, you know, stuff like that, but they got some better defensemen to go on the penalty kill now. Don't put him out there. In lesser ice time, I think he's a really good defenseman. And, pair him with a guy like maybe Hirose. I'm thinking Hirose is going to be the one that makes it, but they've auditioned some other guys, Cole McWard, and Brisebois and guys like that. Well, Lannon, I mean, there's some guys in this mix. So I don't know, who knows who's going to end up being beside him on opening night, but there's a few really good guys. I'm actually partial to McWard now because he's been really good in the preseason. So, that's going to be one to watch, see who kind of finishes that defensive core to kind of round it out. All right, goaltending. Now, Thatcher Demko is the starter, and you already mentioned that, Scott, about him. Maybe they're making a bit easier on him, and that'd be a good thing because he's been bombarded with a lot of shots, lots of high-danger chances, and if you can limit that, he's going to be really good. Also added a backup, Casey DeSmith, who looked really good in the preseason, that preseason game. He kept the Canucks in it when they were being outshot quite a bit. Looked very solid. And they also got Spencer Martin as the third string. I'm thinking he's going to be traded, though. Alex, what do you think about this tandem? It's a three-person goaltending, I guess, right now. But I'm thinking it's going to be Demko and DeSmith. What do you think about this group?
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I do think it'll be Demko and DeSmith. And, you know, I think we all know what Demko can be. He can be a top 10 goaltender in the league. But I, you know, I think Casey DeSmith especially, that was a sneaky pickup through the Tanner Pearson trade. I think that was a pretty tidy piece of work by the Canucks. You know, I know they had to give up a draft pick, and that's hard to do, especially in the Canucks situation. But clearing the cap, and most importantly, getting back a good backup goaltender who, if Demko is struggling, I think DeSmith can step in. Maybe not for the entire season. I think that's a little unrealistic, but I think DeSmith can definitely carry the load a little bit. If we're, you know, worst case scenario, Demko doesn't really perform up to expectations. But I think this is a good tandem. I don't think it's the best tandem in the world, but I think it's an above average goaltending tandem. And I think with the additions of the defense as well, I think the Canucks would be a pretty good defensive team in net and on the ice. Everywhere they're gonna be better.
Yeah, and that's their biggest weakness that has been for the last few seasons is defense. Goaltending's been good. It's their defense and limiting chances. So,
yeah.
And Scott, anything to add about the goaltending? You know, we mentioned kind of Spencer Martin could maybe be on the way out now. They got Archer Seelovs in the minors who was really good last season. You know, I don't know if we want to block him. You want him to be playing that's top minutes in the AHL. You don't want Martin taking it. So what do you think about that, the goaltending here?
I think, once again, you know, Alex kind of hit the nail on the head. I think this tandem it's not the best in the league, but it's certainly up there. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, with Demko coming off a groin injury. I mean, those are really tricky, and you pull it once and it's never really the same. It takes a while to come back from. And kind of like what I mentioned with, you know, keeping Demko's work a little less than what it has been, I think that'll be key. If he could stay healthy, I think the Canucks are fine. And if, let's say, he does go down or he's just not at the same level that he once was, which I don't predict will happen, but Casey DeSmith, he's not the greatest, but like sneaky pickup. Mm-hmm. And if even that doesn't work, Arthur Seelovs, I mean, he looked unreal at the World's Championship and he's been progressing at a very high rate. I think the depth looks better than it has in a long, long time, I think. And, you know, credit to Ian Clark. I mean, he's the goalie mastermind, but yeah, the way that he's been working with these guys and he's, you know, turning out good goalies over and over, I think the Canucks are, you know, they're pretty set in that, which is a good thing, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Seelovs, that's why I liked that they added to Smith, because I don't know about Spencer Martin. He was good for that stretch there and wasn't very good when he had to play so much. But, you know, Seelovs, I'd rather him be in the AHL all season, but we'll see. We'll see what all happens. But yeah, I do agree. I think I really like the goaltending this season as well. Let's looking at the Pacific Division now. It is pretty tough. I mean, you got the Stanley Cup champions in this division. So of course it's going to be tough. I got the Edmonton Oilers, always McDavid, and that Calgary, you don't know what they're going to be this season. And you got the Kraken who, you know, surprisingly made it into the second round this past playoff. So lots of different teams in here. I'd say the only two bottom guys are going to be San Jose and Anaheim, and even Anaheim could surprise people. So, Scott, where do you see the Canucks stacking up in this division? Are they in that mix with Edmonton and Vegas, or are they going to be a wild card type team here?
I think they're going to be more of a wild card team. I still think there are some holes and some question marks. You know, obviously in a perfect world, let's say all the questions do get answered and they all like turn out positive, I could see them maybe mixing it with Edmonton, but I think they're more in the top tier is Edmonton, Vegas. And then I think the Canucks, they're going to be battling with the Flames and Kings come the final weeks of the season to really push for that wild card spot. I think, like I said, Alvin and Rutherford did a good job of building a team that can sneak into the playoffs. So I think those final battles with the Flames, the Kings, even the Kraken, like it's going to be good entertainment to watch for sure. But yeah, the Canucks have their work cut out for them, but I think, you know, they have a chance to really sneak in those playoffs and snag a wild card spot.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're pretty good into that middle ground for sure. Alex, do you agree with that? Are you in that middle wild card race there?
100%. I think that the Canucks can definitely steal a wild card spot this season. I don't think they're going to be in the top three. I think, to me, you know, Edmonton, Vegas, Kings, and whichever order you want to put them, I think, to me, at least, you know, they're pretty secure in there. But I think the Canucks could definitely snag a wild card this season. I know there's expectations for them to potentially do that last year, and it didn't really happen, and there was some disappointment. But I think with the revised defensive core, the new offensive additions to help out with the defense, and then, you know, a good backup, I think wild card's a realistic expectation for this team.
Yeah, you don't want to point too high. I mean, they haven't made the playoffs in forever. Since Horvat's rookie season. I don't count the bubble playoffs because it's not really. I mean, yes, it was playoffs, but the normal playoffs where there's playoff hockey at Rogers Arena is what I call playoffs. So yeah, it's been a long time. So I'm hopeful. I think they are in that wild card spot too, but they could end up being higher if all things go right. But I'm not that hopeful. I'm thinking they're in the middle ground realistically. All right, let's move to our quick fire round. And these are all quick questions. Scott, we'll start with you on this first one. Breakout star for the Canucks this season.
Breakout star for me, I think, is going to be Carson Soucy.
For sure. I like that. I think, well, he's going to play with Quinn Hughes, so he's going to have some opportunity, I think, even offensively. All right, Alex, who do you got as a breakout star here?
I have Vasily Podkolzin. I don't know if that's cheating to pick the former top 10 pick from a few years ago, but you know, we've seen him not really been able to put it together offensively in the NHL yet. He's taken some strides defensively for checking in the AHL. But I think he can really take that next jump and I think flirt with 20 goals this season if he gets the opportunity and if he earns the opportunity. I think that's the big thing. If he puts in the work, I think he could earn it and really round out the top 9.
Yeah, I mean, Talkett has some faith in him. It looks like he thinks he's got a lot more to give. I do. I agree too. I'm going to go with Höglander as my breakout star because he's playing on the top line with Pettersson, at least in preseason. I don't know if that's how they're going to open the season because they'll got Ilya Mikheyev in that mix. I haven't mentioned his name yet here. Because Höglander, though, he needs to break out. I think this is a guy that it's shown potential in the NHL already, but he's kind of fallen off because defensively hasn't been the best. Made a couple interesting plays in that first preseason game that defensively that I didn't like. So, I mean, we'll see how he does, but I'm hopeful. I think he's going to be a breakout star this season. All right. Bounce back player. I'll start with you, Alex. Who needs to bounce back from that last season? I mean, there's a couple guys here.
Yeah, so my answer I don't think is going to really revolve around on-ice play as much as it is. Just I'm hoping to see Ilya Mikheyev come back from injury this season and look good. I'm not going to say be the Ilya Mikheyev that we saw in Toronto where he earned his sizable contract, but I think I'm going to take the approach of I'm excited to see what Ilya Mikheyev can do this season bouncing back from injury. Because when he was healthy, he looked pretty good to me. So I think just bouncing back from injury, and if he's able to do that, I think it'd be really impressive and really, really help the Canucks.
He did. He looked really good with Pettersson and Kuzmenko at the beginning of the season last, and then he got hurt. And he was hurt in the preseason and played a ton of games with an injury that limited his speed. And that's one of his assets. So hopefully he's healthy and now, and he actually can use that speed a bit. And that's an added threat to the offense too. All right, Scott, who do you got as a bounce back player?
I was actually going to go with Ilya Mikheyev, so but I'll go with Tyler Myers. I know I referenced it before, but you know, if we see an improved Tyler Myers, and I think this 1 year, if he could be good, it wipes away the other five where, you know, the contract, he never lived up to the deal. But yeah, I think if he bounces back from last season, man, I think that Canucks blue line will be really, really, really sound.
Yeah, and there's been talk about him being traded too. It didn't happen. Yeah. They traded Tanner Pearson to figure out that cap problem. But I like Tyler Myers. I mean, I've always liked Tyler Myers, even though everyone's been always on him. So I'm hoping he does that too. All right, Scott, we'll stay with you. X Factor this season. That doesn't have to be a player. It can be a situation. What do you got?
I put down Teddy Bluger and the power penalty kill improvement.
Yes.
Like I said, always been the Achilles heel and really a bad, bad point of the Canucks. They could fix that. I really like their chances of making the playoffs.
Yeah, that PK, my gosh, it hasn't been good in a long time. I'd say maybe 4 seasons, maybe even longer than that.
Yeah.
Alex, what do you got as an X Factor?
Well, just like how Scott was going to say Ilya Mikheyev, I was going to say the penalty kill. So I guess I'll pivot and I'll say Casey DeSmith. If Casey DeSmith can be an above average backup, I think the Canucks are in great shape. They don't have to play Demko too hard, and a fresh Demko in the playoffs. We saw what he could do in the bubble with against Vegas and against the Blues, or against no against Vegas, sorry. And then so I guess I'll go back up.
There you go. I think the penalty kills on everyone's mind going into this season. Is it better? I did look okay against the Edmonton Oilers. I don't think they allowed a power play goal against that vaunted power play. So I'm hoping it is an X factor this season too, in a good way. All right, Alex, I'll go with you in this rookie or prospect that could surprise and make the team at our training camp. Now, there's not a lot of space for these guys, but who could do it?
I'm going to say Akito Hirose. I know you mentioned earlier that you believe he's going to make the team, if I'm not mistaken, and I believe it too. I think he's going to slot nicely again along Tyler Myers on the third pair. That's at least what I would like to see, and I think he can do it. I mean, Tyler Myers isn't the most fleet of foot. I don't think I'm being rude in saying that. And then I think you have Akito Hirose, who can kind of help with the skating end. He's just a pretty good all around player. He looked great at the end of last season for coming from Minnesota State. So I think he's the guy that I think could surprise some people.
Very good in the young pro in young stars as well. Very calm. He's one of those calm defense. He reminds me of Chris Tanev. I don't know why. He just reminds me of very just a calm defenseman. Does what he just does his job, and that's what you need, especially again, Tyler Myers, who sometimes is a bit of a rover. All right, Scott, who do you got as someone that could surprise out of camp? I mean, it's probably Hirose.
Yeah, I was actually gonna go with Cole
Yeah,
McCord.
it's a good one too.
Yeah, he, I Tocchet called him like John Marino. He compared him to John Marino, which was that man's been linked with the Canucks forever, I feel like. But regardless, like he's been really solid. He had the highest Corsi 4 percentage last night at 5-on-5. Really impressive, and nothing but good news coming from out of training camp. I think Hirose's chances are a little bit higher, but I think McCord is definitely a candidate to make the roster.
Yeah, McWard, I've liked him. Even when he kind of flew under the radar for me when he was signed, I didn't think he was going to be that good, but scored a goal and then ended up being very solid in young stars here and in the preseason. Paired with Quinn Hughes, like I said earlier. I don't know, right-hand shot. We may see him being the surprise out of camp. We'll see. All right, prospects. Now, the Canucks don't have a lot of really good prospects. They got two blue chippers, I would say, and Tom Volander, who they just drafted, and then Jonathan Lekaramäki, who's ripping up the SHL right now, which is great. Scott, who should everyone be watching? Is it one of those guys, or you got someone else?
I'll go with Lekaramäki. I think that's why I've been tuning into SHL games. I'm on illegal websites trying to watch them. I'm trying to see how he's trying to play. So I think, and he's had a really good start. So yeah, I think if his beginning development wasn't the greatest, but seems like he's hitting his stride, and I think that's something to watch for.
Yeah, he's one definitely. Alex, who do you got prospect?
I got a well, I was gonna say Lekkerimäki, but I'll say Artur Sylovs. I'm really interested to see what he's gonna do in the AHL. And like we've been saying, he's looking very good. And I know pegging a goaltender as like the goaltender of the future for a team is bad voodoo. But he looks very good.
I think everyone should be watching Archdeep Baines. I'll also make him my choice for the ro come making the roster out of camp that everyone's not expecting. He was all over the place in the preseason game, and he could be that type of energy guy that could make the third and fourth line. And undrafted guy. I love these guys succeeding, so I'm hoping that Baines can do that. Even if he isn't in the NHL, watch him in the AHL because he is very fun to watch and hometown boy too. So we'll see. We'll see how he does in the second season in the AHL. All right, now this can be an easy one because we know it's probably going to be Pettersson. Scott, is it Pettersson to lead the forwards on, and Hughes obviously to lead the defense? Those two are pretty easy ones.
I mean, there's not much more to be said about that. I think it'll be Pettersson and Hughes as usual.
Yeah, for sure. Alex, do you agree, or you got someone else?
No, I'm not going to be bold. Pettersson. Yeah.
Good ones. Yeah, I mean, that's probably going to be happening. All right, quick question though. Alex, Scott, does Pettersson hit 100 points again?
Yes.
I think he does. Contract year. Come on. You got to get that boost.
I agree. I think he does too. What about Hughes? First season as captain. Alex, what do you got for points?
I think he's point per game. I don't know if he'll be much over, let's say, 86 points. Assuming his health is good and he plays all 82 games, I could see like an 82, 83 point season. I think that's realistic for him. And, you know, he's going to be quarterbacking the offense, power play, even strength. Hey, he might get some, shorthanded points too. We'll see. So I think 82 points is doable.
It's a good one. Scott, you got around that same range?
Yeah, Alex and I, we've been on the same wavelength this whole episode. I was going to say 80 plus. So yeah, 80 plus for sure. I think that's in the bag for Hughes.
Oh yeah. And I'm hoping that he can score a bit more too, because that would put him into that Norris Trophy talk. And there you go. All right. Trades. Quickly, Scott, do you see anyone getting traded before the deadline?
This might cause some controversy, but if things don't go well, I think Pettersson, he might be on the trade block. You know, if he doesn't think that, you know, Vancouver can contend and this team can't contend, and, you know, Canucks want to get something from him and he doesn't want to re-sign, that's one guy to look out for. But, I mean, these things move quickly, so who knows? But that is just a storyline, you know, to look at. If things don't go to plan, who knows?
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen. It sounds like he wants to sign. It's just he thinks he's in that range of the 100 to perennial 100-point guy, and he hasn't done it more than one season, so I don't know why he's expecting that yet. Alex, who do you got potentially genuinely?
I've been looking at the roster. It's hard for me to genuinely find anyone. I think the obvious answer before camp was Tyler Myers. Maybe not the obvious answer, but I can't see them giving up assets. So I guess if the Canucks are not looking like a playoff team and they are looking to sell, I think Anthony Beauvillier might be that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, get a second for him. Maybe if you retain, you can get a first.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me, I think it could be a pretty dry trade season for the Canucks this season.
I'm hoping that way, because that means it's going pretty well because they're not trading guys. All right, last question. I love this question. Scott, a bold prediction for this season.
I think Hughes finally cracks into the top three Norris finalists. I think this is the year. So
yes,
I don't know if it's bold, but a lot of talented defensemen, and I think they'll finally crack into that.
Yeah. Alex, what do you got? Bold prediction.
I'm a big Brock Besser guy, and I think he finally hits 30 goals. You know, he's been training hard this season. You know, obviously off ice stuff happened, which you never want to hear about or see. But I really think he can hit 30 goals this season, get back into his stride, and really, I think, become JT Miller's like wingman. Mm-hmm. I think they could have a very special season together.
Yeah, that'd be great, because then you got two waves of attack, and that's always a good thing. My bold prediction, I'm going to stick with one I did in one of my articles. I'm going to say that Pettersson and Kuzmenko both hit 50 goals, and everyone says, what the heck? That's not going to happen. They both almost hit 40 this past season, so why can't they hit another 10 goals?
Exactly.
It's bold. I think it could happen. So 50 goals for Kuzmenko and Pettersson. And that's the first time that would ever happen in Canucks history, which maybe that's really bold then, because they haven't had a lot of 50 goal scores in general. Two in the same season, maybe a bit far-fetched, but I'm going to stick with it. All right. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Alex, for coming on the show and talking Canucks. We have to do this throughout the season and do a bit of roundtable throughout, because there's going to be a lot to talk about, I think, throughout for this season coming up. Lots of excitement. Hopefully we see some a lot of offense and good defense for the first time in a long time, because that's been a problem.
One can hope.
Yeah. All right, before we leave here, Scott, give everyone your social media and know where everyone can find your stuff.
My Twitter is at Scott Clark, J-O-U, and you can just find my work at thehockeywriters.com.
All right, and Alex, same thing.
Yeah, my Twitter is Alex Wathy, and then like Scott said, hockeywriters.com. Check it out. Check out the Canuck stuff. We have great writers.
Yeah, make sure checking out all of our work at thehockeywriters.com. We got Canucks articles throughout the week. I try to get one out every couple days, and Alex Scott, same type of thing. So lots of coverage we got throughout the season. We're going to be coming up. We got a few columns in the works, stuff like that. Also, the Canucks Substack as well. I run that. Make sure you're subscribed. Feature a lot of articles throughout the week that are at thehockeywriters.com. So follow all of us. Sartaj as well as part of our group as too. So keep up. We're gonna be covering the Canucks all season long, and we're gonna have some roundtables throughout as well. But until next time, we'll see you on another episode of the Hockey Writers Roundtable.